What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We've got an overpacked hour and another hour still to go. Remember to go to sabrams.com to hear the podcasts and travelers411.com to pick up the podcasts and the archived audio and all that jazz. I'm holding over a guest from the last hour. Let's dive right into it after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Boston Pops conductor laureate John Williams makes a welcome return to lead film night Saturday, August 13th at 8 p.m. Long established as one of Tanglewood's most consistently appreciated evenings, join Mr. Williams as he presents this year's celebration of the music of Hollywood and beyond, featuring the Boston Pops and special guests. Buy tickets now at tanglewood.org or 888-266-1200.
Are you having any fun? What you getting out of living? What good is what you've got if you're not having any fun? Are you having any laughs? Are you getting any loving? If other people do, so can you have a little fun. After the honey's in the comb, little bees go out and play. Even the old gray man down home has gotta have hay. Better have some fun. You ain't gonna live forever.
I am delighted to have on the line with me Mark Noyes, the general manager of the Hotel Derrick in Houston, a hotel that got my attention because it is unique.
The reception area, and you're welcomed by our receptionists that will take on your reservation. Interestingly enough, we have a display that, as we try to be authentically Houston, that we have a candy. This is a candy company, Cardamon, that is right around the corner from here, and all the candies are made, and the candy are pieces of art. They are all handmade, and they are unbelievably spectacular with a variety of taste and colors. And so we offer that as an authentic Houston amenity to entice people to go over to their candy store, and you can have that candy shipped all over the world. But we do that as a extenuating greeting for guests coming to the hotel. On weekdays, we have drinks with Lady Derrick. So we have a variety of drinks that we offer in the lobby during your arrival experience and check-in experience, so that it kind of takes away if there's any angst in reference to waiting to get checked in, that there's at least a representative in the lobby that is available for you to engage with. We have 312 rooms. We have two presidential or penthouse suites, six terrace suites, And we have views of either the city, the downtown landscape of the city, or the Galleria on both sides of the hotel. And then we also have a restaurant called Revolve Kitchen and Bar. And we get the name Revolve because in the space that we have to utilize the space and be very creative and diverse with the space. So during the breakfast time, we have a breakfast buffet. After the breakfast is done, we actually change the room over as it evolves. And there's pool tables that are underneath the decorative tops that are part of the breakfast buffet.
Wow.
And that room turns into a card game room. And we have pool tables. We have 19 different craft beers at our pop-up craft beer station. And then we also have a Starbucks station in the restaurant as well. And then the kind of unique thing, kind of staying with the independent and with the kind of the fun theme, our splash pool is called Splash. So it's a very, very sexy, very eclectic, very cool-looking pool area. And then our health club is called Sweat. And so those two areas, we have Precor brand new equipment in the health club. And the splash bar during the summertime, which is coming up, we have what we call movie night. So we actually have a movie wall that faces the parking deck, and it's all painted in a color scheme and a design of a cowhide. And in that, we have an area that we show movies. So we have about 30 to 50 people every Friday night throughout the entire summer that come, and we have bean bags, we have floats out in the pool, and we have a menu and cocktails that are designed for this flick and float. Well, which we've created an opportunity for people to come and enjoy a movie. And these are kids-themed movies because, obviously, we want to keep it kid-friendly as well. Typically, during the rest of the year, it's more of an adult hotel. But summertime, with people traveling in the leisure market, we wanted to adapt our guest experience to that and include the movie wall. So that's hugely popular for people that are here local, as well as people that come in for the leisure market in the Galleria area.
Wow!
So it's a fun place. It's certainly a place that is very unique and not something that you would find. We take pride in being an independent hotel with destination hotels, and so therefore we like to feel as though that independence shows a diverse look for a hotel in the Houston market.
Yeah, just give us a minute on what the accommodations themselves are like. And are there rooms and also suites available?
Yes, we have a number of suites. As a matter of fact, we just completely remodeled six of our terrace suites that all have outdoor balconies, as well as they're about 1,000 square feet. So they have a living room area, as well as a small dining area and the bedroom. And so it's a hugely popular suite because they both are on the corners of the hotel. And again, three of them overlook the Galleria, and the other three overlook the skyline of the city, which is fantastic because we're really only about 20 minutes from downtown. And so the skylight is unbelievable at nighttime.
Wow.
And we have 312 rooms altogether and about 10,000 square feet of meeting space as well.
Wow. Wow, you got it all.
It's a fantastic hotel, and again, it's a hotel where people come and they want a unique experience. And I worked with a number of the branded hotel companies out there in my hospitality career, but I like the uniqueness of working for an independent hotel company like Destination Hotels, which is the largest independent hotel company in the U.S. And we have the opportunity to create unique experiences for the guests that come here that are looking for something different. And as you can expect, that millennial that's out there really is looking for, they don't like standardization. they like creativity and experiences and uniqueness, and that's what we offer to our guests that you're not going to get at some of the other sister properties in the Galleria.
And the website is hoteldereck.com. You can find links at sabrams.com in the show notes and the place to click to hear this interview, both by downloading in a podcast or also by listening to it in the archived audio, which stays forever and ever. So share it with your friends and start your planning now. And I have to tell you, you certainly have motivated me. I got to come and see this place. So,
well, thank you so much.
It's been a delight talking with you, and we're going to talk again. Go check your calendar so you get your body up here to Western Massachusetts in the summer, and we'll all go together to Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Bops and the Boston Symphony. Thank you so much for joining us. It's just been a delight talking with you. Mark Noyes, General Manager of the Hotel Derek in Houston, Texas. Stay with me, everybody. So much more to come. Pay attention in the commercial break. Important information for you. We'll be right back.
What good is what you've got if you're not having any fun? Are you having any laughs? Are you getting any loving? If other people do, so can you have a little fun? After the honey's in the comb, little bees go out and play. Even the old gray man down home has gotta have hay, better have some fun. You ain't gonna live forever before you're old and gray. Still okay, have your little fun, son. Have your little fun.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Massachusetts. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops, presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
This spring, the Boston Pops presents A Season of Stars. Highlights include classic rock from the Beatles to Led Zeppelin, May 10th and 11th at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops welcome special guest Tom Scholz from the band Boston. Enjoy favorite rock and roll classics from the Beatles, Queen, ABBA, and Led Zeppelin, as well as tributes to David Bowie and Glenn Frey. For Boston Pops tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at ireland.com.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Amtrak.
We're America's railroad. We're Amtrak. Get away for just $90 round trip with Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fare. Children ages 2 through 12 travel round trip at half price. Ride in comfort aboard the Adirondack. Amtrak, enjoy the journey.
Somewhere beyond the sea.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You're going to love this. So we were just talking with Mark Noyes, the general manager of Hotel Derrick in Houston, Texas. And by the magic of technology, Scotty beamed me up and beamed me down. And I am now talking, instead of with the general manager of Hotel Derrick, I'm talking with Derek Logue, the proprietor of the Bellbridge House Hotel in Spanish Point, County Clare, Ireland. I came on the Derrick Bridge.
Very good.
From Hotel Derrick in Houston. I think you should go visit Hotel Derrick in Houston, and they should invite you as an honored guest.
That'd be great. I'd love to do it.
Except I found out, I wanted to know who the Derrick was that they named their hotel for, and it's actually one of those pieces of equipment that pumps for oil.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's that kind of a Derek. You're a very different Derek.
Thank you.
And it turns out, I found out by way of the grapevine that I actually know your brother well, Nicky Logue.
Is that so?
Yeah, I'm from when he was at Fitzpatrick Castle for many years.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
indeed, yeah.
Kalini.
That's right. That's right, yeah.
So, but I haven't spoken with him since he went to the Gibson in Dublin, so you should tell him that we've met.
I will, of course.
And he should answer one of my calls.
Well, that's very unlike him now.
I thought so.
Yeah. Well, they're busy there at the moment.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
So let's talk about you. How long has the Bellbridge House Hotel in Spanish Point, County Clare, been in your possession?
Well, I took over, purchased it in 2001, so I've been here since then, which is quite a few years ago now.
So give us a little bit of the background history.
Of the hotel?
Yeah.
Well, it was built by the O'Malley family originally back in early 1990s. So where we're sitting here actually was just a small little guest house with a little shop, which is onto the roadway that we're looking out on. So the O'Malley family, originally from Spanish Point, started off as a little guest house and developed it then into almost what it is today. Just over a number of years, they were just developing it. And one of the sons, Pat, who was studying hotel management, came back and ran the hotel for about 10 years. And then after that, he decided to change direction. And at that stage, I purchased the hotel and I've been here since.
So when, generally speaking, when somebody takes a place over, They have their own kind of vision. And
that's right, yeah.
So what did you infuse into the hotel, Bellbridge House Hotel, here in Spanish Point, County Clare, Ireland, that changed it somewhat?
Well, I suppose at that time it was really a seasonal hotel. It used just open for maybe 4 or 5 months. And my main aim was to extend the season and operate the hotel as year-round. So I suppose that took a little bit of time. It took a couple of years to develop. And luckily enough, at this stage now, we're operating on a 12-month basis. So I suppose that took a lot of sales and marketing, a lot of hard work. But I'm glad to say at this stage we've achieved that.
So when the expansion from a little B&B kind of a place with a little shop.
Yes.
To how many rooms now?
We've 60 rooms.
And that took place before you took
it,
over?
It did. It did,
so
yeah.
You didn't have to deal with the construction.
I didn't, luckily
what
enough.
What a blessing. Yeah, you have no idea.
I know.
What a blessing. Yeah. I mean, you know, for everyone in my audience who's ever expanded their house and, you know, put in added a bedroom, added a bathroom, can you imagine what it has to be like to add 30 to 50 or more rooms and 30 to 50 bathrooms?
That's right.
I mean, you know, that's enough to put you in a sanitarium for a while.
It is. So. Although, on the other hand, I suppose the rooms were here, but, you know, they were, I suppose, built, as I said, in the early 90s. And after I took over, the whole place was probably ready for a revamp at that stage. So
we
literally started at reception and started redecorating. So front of house we prioritized, and then we worked towards the bedrooms, and over a period of years we got to the 60th room, and we're kind of going back there again now this year, funny enough.
I've never met a hotelier who wasn't in a refurbishment.
Yeah.
They're in one, they're about to start one, or they just finished one.
That's right.
And, you know, and it goes in the cycles, the public rooms, the bedrooms, the dining rooms, or, you know, the ballrooms. I mean, just when you're all finished, you start all over again.
That's
just the nature of the beast.
Yeah, it's ongoing, really. You know, right. You're never finished.
So did you employ a decorator? Who chose all the fabrics and the colors and the draperies and the carpeting and all that?
Well, a combination. My good wife, Petra, who looks after a lot of that, and myself, we'd have a keen interest.
You're
in...
You're brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
No, really, you're brilliant. The quality, the color schemes, the attention to detail, the way the patterns, all different patterns of stripes and design and in the curtains and the carpets, they all go together with the kind of perfection you expect when you hire a decorator.
Oh, thank you very much.
So you've really done a detailed and quality project here. I mean, every place I look, I'm very impressed with what you've done.
Well, thank you very much.
Tell me about the art.
The art? Mm. Well, it's a combination of local artists and some, I suppose, more famous artists, but I suppose the local artists are more evident throughout the hotel.
I can't imagine it's just by coincidence and happenstance. Somebody's got to be a dog lover. I have never seen so many paintings with dogs in them.
I suppose that was by accident, really. It was at an auction that I was at that they were clearing out, and as it happened, there were a lot of the pictures seemed to have a dog influence, so that's how that came about.
I wish I had been with you at that auction.
Yeah.
Of course, one of us would have paid a whole lot more money for all of them because we would have been bidding against
each
other.
That's true.
I got lost in a corridor.
Okay.
And I came out of our accommodation, and I made the left turn, and I should have made a quick right there.
Okay.
To go to the lobby.
Right.
But I saw a painting, and I was looking at that, and then I noticed there was another one to the left. And before I knew it, I was making lefts and lefts and lefts, and I was down car. I didn't know where I was. It was all on the same floor.
Right.
I mean, I've never left the floor. But I just kept walking. I was like in an art gallery.
Yeah.
And I was loving it up.
Crazy.
Because it was one darling-faced dog after another, and so many of them with, you know, like human eyes. You know, you look into those eyes and you can see the doggy in the picture thinking. And I thought, you know, who is the dog lover here? I had the best time. Your artwork is just fun.
Thank you.
It's just great fun and beautifully framed and you know, most of them look like they're older pieces.
They're
where
quite
is
nice.
This auction house? You have to take me.
I'll bring you there. Yeah,
you're
no
gonna
problem.
Have to. We're gonna take a quick break. I'm gonna find out where this auction house is, people. I gotta go down and do a little shopping. But we have no walls. We have run out of walls. We'd have to build another room just to put any more artwork up. Stay with me. It's Stephanie Abrams. We'll be right back live from the Bellbridge House Hotel at Spanish Point in County Clare, Ireland.
Beyond the stars, it's near beyond the moon.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
This spring, the Boston Pops presents A Season of Stars. Highlights include Pops on Demand, 3 concerts May 25th, June 1st, and June 14th, where you choose the tunes. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops invite you to this exciting interactive experience where you get to choose your favorite classical, Broadway, movie, and rock music simply by using your cell phones. Be sure to bring your cell phone or mobile device to be part of the fun. For Boston Pops tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an Ibanez Acoustic Electric, just $159. Play it loud with an MXR distortion pedal, just $34. Or strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, Almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
BizTalkRadio.com. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to be with Derek Logue, proprietor of the Belbridge House Hotel in Spanish Point, County Clare, Ireland. Spanish Point is right on the coastline, right on the Atlantic coastline of Ireland. It's on the Wild Atlantic Way. It is a wonderful place to base yourself for visiting all of Clare and Dingle and even going into Limerick. It's just a grand spot to be. You're within a stone's throw of places like the Burren, the Cliffs of Moher, the caves that are, there are a couple of different caves that are right around that same area near the Cliffs of Moher. Doolin, that I always view as the musical capital of Ireland. And so you're just in a fabulous location and so close to Shannon Airport. So, in fact, we just flew in yesterday, and you don't want to be driving too far away from wherever you fly into, because your first day you get a little groggy at some point from jet lag, and you want to be able to arrive at your hotel and get all settled in before your brain melts down and you don't even know what your name is. So it is a great location because, Derek, how long would you say it would take a normal person to drive from Shannon Airport to the Belbridge House Hotel?
40 minutes. Yeah. 40 minutes maximum.
Yeah. And when you land, you're burning on all four burners. I mean, the adrenaline is pumping. You're in good shape. Even if you didn't sleep on the flight over, you're really in terrific shape. Yeah. Wait a few hours. But it'll give you plenty of time to pick up your luggage and even stop someplace along the way and have a peek if you haven't arrive too early in the morning for things to be open, as you might on a transatlantic flight. But if you've come into Dublin on an international flight, or you are in Europe and you fly locally, you can fly into Shannon on a local flight from any place in Europe, really, and then just have a look around and settle yourself in. What do you think is the most important thing that you do, Derek?
Here in the hotel?
Yeah.
I suppose it's all about the hospitality, really. It's how we look after our guests, and from the management team down to all the staff, I think that's number one, that from when people arrive at the hotel, that they're welcomed, that they get settled in quite quickly, and that they're treated like family, really.
What did you do before you bought the hotel?
We've been in the hotel business. My family have been in the hotel business all our lives. My late father, who died a few years ago now, was general manager of one of the big hotels in the Hinch.
And it
was formerly the Aberdeen Arms Hotel.
Oh, I've heard that place.
Yeah, it's now the Le Hinch Golf and Leisure. It got a revamp in the boom times. And so he was there, and after his death, I purchased the hotel here. So we grew up in the business, and a couple of my brothers are in it. Alan, my brother, is in Le Hinch. We've two properties there, the Atlantic Hotel and the Shamrock Inn. And Alan takes care of those. And, of course, you mentioned Nicky earlier. Nicky's been in the hotel business all his life, too, and is now in the Gibson in Dublin. So,
and for fellow colleagues everywhere, I belong to the Scal Boston chapter. Nicky Logue, Derek's brother, has been an active member of Scal Dublin for as long as I know him, and has actually been is now a past president of the Scout chapter. Do you belong to Scout?
I don't actually know, but
it's shame.
I know.
What is that about?
They've been convincing me for a long time now to get involved.
I'm here to twist your arm.
Well, maybe this is the opportunity.
I don't know that there used to be a chapter that met in Limerick. I don't know if it's still there or not. I know the Galway chapter is close enough for you to be a member.
It would be. It would be.
And you ought to give a call over. Noreen somebody is the president of that chapter now, but give a call over to Dan Murphy over at the Galway Bay Hotel.
Oh, yes, I know Dan quite well, yeah.
Okay, now watch this. You want to be impressed? 091
Very good.
520
520 Very good.
And ask for Dan Murphy.
I will indeed, yeah.
And when I have a chance, I'll look up his mobile phone for you, and I'll give it to you.
Very good.
And he's been an active, he's not president now, but he has been, I think, in the past, and he's a very active member of the chapter.
He's a good guy, Dan.
Of course,
Dan,
he forgot about the Christmas party.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, we were at the Christmas party at the Hotel Mayrick in Galway on December 13th, and there was a table for 7 or 8 that he had reserved, and then he forgot about it.
Oh, God, that's unlike him now, because...
Yeah, well, you know, Christmas time can be very busy in Galway, so I think, you know, his mind was elsewhere. And the worst of it was I had his mobile number in the hotel room because we were staying there at that hotel for the party. And I said, you know, maybe I'll go upstairs and I'll, you know, call him and say, where the heck are you? Because I was looking forward to seeing him.
Yeah.
And then we got busy talking with people, whatever. And when I talked to him the next day, he said, oh, Lord, I forgot about it. And I wish you had called me. Because I would have jumped into something decent and run over. So we were just lounging around watching TV.
As you do.
Yeah, busy. You know, you hear the best gossip here.
That's right. That's right.
But you should be a Scout member, so we'll see if we can.
I'll work on that.
Yeah, as a Jesuit priest once said to the gal in the bed next to me in the hospital, we'll dust off your wings. Well, we're talking about the Bellbridge House Hotel in Spanish Point, County Clare. West coast of Ireland. This is a glorious place to come to. And I have to tell you people, if you're anywhere east of the Mississippi, particularly if you're along the east coast of the U.S., it'll take you less time to get to Shannon, Ireland, than it will take you to get to California. So if you're hot to play golf and you would like a lovely experience in travel, whether you're traveling for business or pleasure, if you're planning a party, a destination wedding, I highly recommend it. And Ireland has never been easier to get to. There are more flights than ever before from just about every major airline. And the competition is such that you will get the best deal. It's also the closest destination. It's your first entry point into Europe. So even if you have intentions of flying onward somewhere else, plan to fly into Shannon. Spend some time having some fun. You've got some of the finest hotels in the world at the best rates you're ever going to see. And then you can travel onward. There are so many low-cost carriers within Europe that fly in and out of Shannon, or you can take yourself to Dublin, spend a few days, and then fly onward into Europe at greatly reduced rates over what it would cost you to fly from the U.S. to any European point if you just went on a nonstop something. But if you went on a nonstop something to somewhere else, you'd miss out on the opportunity to be in Ireland. And I have to tell you, this is one of those best-kept secrets, the Bellbridge House Hotel. I'm with Derek Logue, proprietor. Apparently a member of a family that is smitten with the hotel bug.
That's right.
Yes, what kind of an illness is that exactly?
Oh, it's an unusual illness, really. I don't know how we got it, and I don't know how it stayed, but it has, and it's just something that once
but
it gets into you.
Yeah, you're not looking for a cure for it.
No, I'm not, absolutely not. No, I'm here to stay. I don't know anything else, really. This is, I just, hotels are my life, really, so... I've no idea of any other business.
Now, I understand some of the unique challenges, but from your point of view, what is it that you are constantly spending time keeping up with, other than refurbishment and you know changing the carpets and repainting and fabrics and things that are just on a routine basis being turned over?
Okay. I suppose sales and marketing is the biggest thing. You can never do enough of it, you know. So every day, every week, we're doing something different, you know. If it's something with new with the local media, or it's something with nationally that's with the greater papers, newspapers, or if it's something as good as getting the opportunity to have yourself staying with us here to have a chat about and get out to a wider audience. But that's the biggest challenge, is just to keep ahead of the game and make sure that we're ahead of the competition all the time, you know.
You know, I pride myself on knowing a great deal about Ireland, and I have been referred to by the CEO, actually the former CEO of Tourism Ireland, based in Dublin, the global CEO, when Joe Byrne was in charge.
All right, yes.
Fall to Ireland, Tourism Ireland. Yeah. He used to refer to me as Ireland's secret weapon. And yet, you know how I found the Bellbridge House Hotel, how it came to my attention?
No.
For a short period of time, your general manager, David McManus, went off to help open another hotel.
That's right.
And I stumbled on that because I wanted to do a show about all things Woodstock. Because there's a Woodstock, New York, where there's a Woodstock Inn. There's a Woodstock, Vermont, where there's a Woodstock Inn. And there's a Woodstock, Illinois, where they filmed the movie Groundhog Day, okay, in a place that's not called Woodstock anything. And then in doing that, what came up when I Googled was Woodstock Hotel in County Clare.
Yes.
And that's how I found David. And then he was just there a short time, just helping them to get open.
That's right.
And then he was back here where he belonged.
Yeah.
And that's how I found Bellbridge House Hotel. And I am so glad that... Thank you to all the Woodstocks in the world for helping me find this fabulous place that you have to come and visit.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
BizTalkRadio.com. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have the pleasure of being with Derek Logue, proprietor of the Bellbridge House Hotel in Spanish Point, County Clare, Ireland, located in a spot where if you take too many steps, you'll be standing in the ocean. It's that close.
That's right.
Our accommodations, Derek, have the most magnificent views because we're in a corner room.
That's right.
And both sides face straight ahead and sideways at, and no matter which way you're looking, you're seeing the ocean, and it's just glorious.
Oh, good.
It's just glorious. And, it's a very special welcome to arrive, see the banner for the hotel, see the banner for Ireland, and see the flag of the United States flying together.
Very good.
Was that for us, or it's always up there?
It was for you, but it's also for all the other good American guests that we get. So it's important, you know, and they like to see the flag flying on arrival.
Yeah. Too often, Americans aren't aware of the great friendship with Ireland, not just because of how many Americans can count home, if they count back far enough. And shamefully, far too many of them have never been to Ireland. But they'll be quick to tell you they're Irish.
That's right.
Yeah. When's the last time you went, I've never been to Ireland? It's like, hello.
Yeah.
Take yourself across the ocean. You're in for a big treat. But at the same time, just down the road a bit, where you take the Climber ferry across to Tarbert, a whole 7-minute ferry ride, if it's that long, and go take your car across the little skinny, narrow waterway, which is the Shannon Estuary, the narrow stretch of the Shannon River that goes out to the Atlantic Ocean. When you get on the other side to Tarbert, make a left turn and drive past Glencastle, to Foyn's Flying Boat Museum. And the godmother of Foyn's Flying Boat Museum was the actress and National Treasure of Ireland, Maureen O'Hara.
Oh, that's right.
And her husband, Captain Charles Blair, flew the flying boat. He also flew reconnaissance missions in World War II, patrolling the North Atlantic looking for German U-boats to make sure they didn't make it across the ocean to the U.S. Some did. Every now and then one shows up off the coast of New Jersey. One was about 10 years ago, I think it was, they discovered the wreckage of a German U-boat.
Is that so?
I think it was Cape May, New Jersey. But there was this great effort within Ireland, even though Ireland was not a participant in World War II to any degree of, you know, other than sending some troops.
That's right.
But the Flying Boat Museum being so nearby, where you actually have some history attached to America as well. So
yeah, it's a great attraction and a great tourist point.
When people come to the hotel and say, gee, you know, I know I'm going to go to the Cliffs of Moher. I suspect that everybody who comes here has plans to visit the Cliffs of Moher.
That's right.
But are there any other little nooks and crannies that you like to send people to?
There are so many, you know, in both directions. Obviously, people are attracted mainly towards North Clare, which is the Cliffs of Moher, and you have the Burn, and you have Doolin, and you have Ballyvaughan, and you have the caves, as you mentioned, two beautiful caves. You have the Aloe Caves, but you also have a wonderful cave in Doolin, which has just opened in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I've interviewed both of them.
Have you really? Yeah. And it's a really lovely place to go. It's special, and it's not as commercialized as the Aloe Caves. So that's one place I love to visit. You know, it's a really good attraction. And then going in the other direction towards the ferry and heading down towards West Clare, you have Kilkee, you have Carrigo Hold, which is a lovely little fishing village. You have Loop Head, which is right out at on the
That's
point.
That's the lighthouse.
That's the lighthouse.
You're listening to Norm Schaefer in Pittsfield on WBRK 101.7 FM. This is a lighthouse man.
Oh, very good.
Yes, yeah, so
very
all good. You people, Norm Schaefer and all of you of like mind, Loop Head Lighthouse. I think we're going to take a visit over there. And yeah, by the way, it is a gorgeous, sunshiny day, people. Contrary to everybody's opinion that there's never sun in Ireland, wrong. So I think we'll go out there later this afternoon
and
have a look.
It's certainly worth a visit. It's beautiful.
Can you go inside?
You can indeed. Yeah, you can get.
There's so
inside.
Many of them, you can't.
Yeah, they opened or reopened, I suppose, to the public 2 years ago now, and it's proven to be a real attraction.
Somebody live inside it?
Once upon a time, but not at the moment, no. But it's open from early morning until, I think, around 6 o'clock. So I'd highly recommend it.
My father was the keeper of the Eddystone Light. He married a mermaid one fine night, and from that union there came three, a porpoise and a porgy, and the other was me. Yo-ho-ho.
Well, you'll have to go.
Yeah, I'll have to go, yeah. Very later good. I'll sing it for you, but
yeah,
that's
good,
okay.
Good, we'll do that later maybe.
Yes, well, I told you my brain has gone to jello because I'm still suffering from jet lag, but I'm still perking here.
Well, a nice little bit of traditional music later in the bar will liven you up and get you alive.
Yeah. All right. Well, I've never met an Irishman that didn't sing. Are you going to sing for us?
Well, maybe after the break. I've got to get myself together.
All right. Is there a message that we need to leave with our audience?
Just they're also welcome to come to Ireland and to County Clare, and especially to this beautiful area, Spanish Point and the Bellbridge House Hotel. There's always, always a warm welcome, and we love to see visitors.
This is a particularly wonderful part of Ireland. I love the west coast of Ireland, and Clare is very special. And when I buy my wee cottage, it's going to be either somewhere between Spanish Point and the top of the where you make the turn on the coastal road when you go north past the Cliffs of Moher, and then you make the turn on that coastal road to go inland toward Galway.
Okay,
so around, it's somewhere,
around right area.
In there.
Yeah.
The alternative is Spittle in Galway.
Well, I'd recommend Clare over Spittle, really.
Of course you would. You're a Clare man.
And I'll hold you to that. When you buy the cottage, I'll have the picture of the dog ready to deliver, and that'll hang nicely on your wall.
Oh, this is wonderful news. And there are so many, and they're beautiful. You've done a fabulous job here.
Thank you very much.
This is a warm, welcoming, comfortable, lovely place to base yourself for touring the west of Ireland. And the artwork is fantastic. Everything you've done is marvelous, and the food is just great. So my compliments to Chef George. And we'll be right back after the top of the hour news, everybody. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.